I was just looking at the CNN's The 80s, and they had, was today the day, man? What's the day today? Reagan got, the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan was what day? Today is the 8th. April, yeah, today's April the 8th. Let me look and see. You guys are probably way ahead of me on this. Way ahead of me on this. Googler. Googler, Fran, and Ollie. Kukler went into the search engine business after, you know, just losing the whole... Kukler was a puppet, but really felt there was more to life for him. There was more that he could do with his life than just be... just have someone's hand up his ass, you know. So he went and he named a search engine after himself, Kukler. And, but Google had already come along, so he was fucked there. So he went back to having a hand jammed up his ass for a few more years until finally he couldn't take it any longer and committed suicide by impaling himself on a fence. I don't know. I'm just fucking around. what are we doing? Oh, yeah. Ronald Reagan assassination. Man, I am really fucking out to lunch. Implemented sweeping policies. Tell you what, man. One thing Reagan did do, and you got to give him credit. You give everybody credit, but the president gets credit. Inflation. I can't believe inflation was over 10%. It was a brutal time, the late 70s. Inflation was at 12.5%. Can you dig that? I don't know what unemployment was. Say what you will, I think what happened, well, I know what happened, with deregulation. Ronald Reagan had faith in people, more faith in people than I've got, said that if you deregulate, you allow the marketplace to compete freely and openly, and the very cream rises to the top. Well, in the case of radio, the deregulation of radio destroyed it and allowed a parallel technology medium that in the digital world to begin to grow and expand, and really giving opportunity to numerous, many more people. But the money, for the most part, went away. And I suppose deregulation of radio proved that radio was a superfluous medium, was not as necessary as we thought it was. It was not needed. It was on its way out. It was going to be a defunct, anachronistic medium. But you can't make that claim 100% without first analyzing the not just the conditions that led to its demise, but also who were the people leading the industry. And I don't care how many times somebody wants to tell me that, you know, well, look, you know, radio couldn't compete. Radio couldn't compete because it had idiots running it. How do you miss the internet? How do you miss using the internet as a way of marketing what you're doing? And I mean really becoming involved, really taking the paradigm and applying it to the digital world, the internet world, the Wi-Fi world. If the platform's changing from radio to that, it's still the same audio presentation, the same audio entertainment presentation. In fact, it's expanded. Now you listen to podcasts, my God, the most popular podcast in America today is a spoken word documentary on various crimes that are committed. Serial. You know, murders. I don't know. I haven't even fucking heard it, man. Which, whoa, gee, Phil, what are you kidding? No, I'm serious, man. I don't listen to shit. You know, I don't even watch shit. I just got done watching the entire six... Oh, here's a little piece of entertainment news for you. I was asked my favorite episode, which episode of F is for Family was my favorite, because the show wants to place my name in front of the Academy for possible consideration for nomination for an Emmy. And that's a long fucking way of saying they'd like to see if the Academy will nominate me for an Emmy. They want to see if they'll nominate me for an Emmy in the voiceover category, voice actor category. Now, I don't know if that is just a sort of de rigueur, if that's just kind of the way it is. Like, well, okay, here we have a show. Let's get all of our actors and have them pick out their favorite episode, and we'll put them all in front of the Academy and say, you know, we'd like you to consider our actors for nomination in the voice actor category. I don't know if that's the case. Something tells me it probably is. Or if it was, hey, Phil was really a standout performer this year on our show. Let's place his... I don't know which, but I got that word today. And I was extremely happy to hear that. And I gave them my ideas as to which of the episodes. I thought if you're a F is for Family fan, I felt that one of the better episodes I was on was episode 3, where the newscaster Jim Jeffords goes undercover as a black person on Christmas and, you know, say now what it is. And really, just with the pole right up his ass, tries to sound urban. And I thought that, you know, was kind of what I do. You know, it had satire, it had characterization, you know, more than one character, shit like that. So the other episodes were 1 and 6. I don't know the names of them. 6 was also a Jim Jeffords episode, and he has a great line in 6. He says, if that doesn't win me a Peabody, I'll blow a horse, which you got to just, beautiful. Beautiful sentiment. Okay, Ronald Reagan, the assassination attempt. Well, you know what? I'll be a son of a whore. I can't find... He died 10 years later at the age of 93. Reagan was a secret FBI informant. Well, how about that? One of the best public speakers I've ever heard, I've already told you probably, is Michael Reagan. He really is. If you have a group or if you want to hear a great talk, what do they call it, a TED talk now? No, it's just like to hear a great public speaker with a great story, you got to get Michael Reagan in there, because his story is basically growing up the son of a president. Growing up the son of a movie star and then growing up the son of a president. And what it did to him, how it shaped him, his relationship with not just his father, but also his mother and his stepmother, Nancy, and his relationship with his sister, his younger half-sister and half-brother. I mean, it's funny, and there's no bummer there. I mean, Mike tells his story, and I think he's in a kind way. I mean, he's magnanimous. He doesn't sit there and, you know, boil in bitterness over anything that might have happened to him. So I think it's a good, good. I mean, you know, you may not be able to afford him. Because I called him. I said, Mike, how much do you give a talk? Sure, Phil, here's my price. I'm like, any giving me a break on this? You know what? Times are tough. Thanks. So, I'm kidding. I don't know. It ain't going to be cheap, I'll tell you that. Well, what if it is really cheap, Phil? Well, right now I'm telling you it ain't going to be cheap. So, Michael, if you're watching, or if word gets back to you, I just raised the price on your fee. You can thank me later. Fucked up times, man. Those are just fucked up times. I'm thinking about when I was back at Premiere and... Ay, 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 ay. I hate that corporate culture, man. I just... Fucking corporate culture. Reagan is the oldest person elected to office. Here it is. March 30th, 1981, only 69 days into the new administration, Reagan as Press Secretary James Brady, Washington Police Officer Thomas, excuse me, folks, I can't read that, Thomas Delahanty and Secret Service Agent Timothy McCarthy were struck by gunfire from would-be assassin John Hinckley Jr., outside the Washington Hilton Hotel. Although close to death upon arrival at Washington University Hospital, Reagan was stabilized in the emergency room. Close to death. Christ all fucking mighty. I don't give a fuck who the president is. You don't want to believe me when I tell you. The assassination of a president is fucked. And you may, for instance, hate Obama. I got news for you right now. If he were to be killed, it would not, your day would go straight to fucking hell. Now, that's just a fact. I don't know how many people are listening who remember Kennedy being shot. I was 11 years old, and that's old enough to know, like, what was happening and to sort of take it in. And it wasn't cool. All right. All right, man. Let's take a look at our viral stories for today. What the fuck is this shit? F is for family Emmy submission. Well, what are they telling me this shit for? Many thanks. Okay, hey, Michael. Find out from, I'm going to call her. You better watch out. There's too many dogs about. No, I don't want to do that. I want fuck. There it is. Hey, babe, it's me.
Was that an accident, baby doll?
No. I wanted to ask you, honey, what was the stuff in episode one that we liked? F is for family?
I think it's episode one, and it was your character interviewing the three group of black guys.
That's
interviewing the three women.
Yes, okay. So yeah, I just told them I like Jim Jeffords. And in episode three, and I'll say episode one, because they emailed, and I got a CC on it. I was CC Jessica have who has blah blah blah. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, I'm gonna send him this shit.
Hi, baby.
All right, baby doll. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Bye. I also like Jim in episode one. Interviewing the three African American. I think the name of that show is Jim Jeffords was this guy's name. Reporting in episode 3 where he goes from his voice to that of an African American. Goes from his voice to undercover. See what happens. That was an email I just responded to from the show. Now, what do we got here? Hello, everyone. This is a voiceover project due tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I got, God damn it. Well, great. I just got offered back for season 2 of F is for Family. How about me? Get me, huh? Ah, hey. Maybe it'll give me a title card this time, you know, before the episode as opposed to your name coming up after. You know, before as opposed to after. You know, before. What'd you think? All right, man.
This is Joe Dickhead with sports. Joe Dickhead Sports here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with the professor, Joe Dickhead Sports. In baseball, the New York Yankees defeating the Baltimore Orioles 3-2. And we handed that down. This is Joe Dickhead with sports.
And I'm the professor. And we'll be giving you all of our basketball picks later on.
Right. Shit.
Joe Dickhead Sports! Oh, man. Speaking of dickheads, who's this dickhead? July 15th, 1987. Is this Iran-Contra? Yeah, bitch, it is, man. Bitch, it's Iran fucking can't. John Poindexter, National City. Yeah, it's Iran-Contra. All right. All right, we're in big fucking trouble here, man. Big fucking trouble here, man. We're not in big trouble. I just got to get my shit together. Got to get moving here, Jack. Moving. NWA. NWO won't perform at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Wow, look what happened here. All right. Isaac Newton's Philosopher's Stone recipe discovered. Huh. What's that? What's that? I don't know what that is. Let's see this. His Philosopher's Stone recipe is his handwritten copy of a procedure for a substance seen as a main ingredient for the Philosopher's Stone. I don't know what the fuck that is, but that's just because I'm a dumbass. Model in Gucci ad is deemed unhealthily thin by British regulator. Okay. Let's see, man. All right, it's going to be a little bit longer pre-show today than usual. And here's one here. Named in Panama, Jackie Chan, Pedro Almodovar is named in the Panama Papers leak. Whoa. fuck?
An officer down.
That was the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. In case you're too fucking dumb to read this article, let us just tell you, in a nutshell, read the goddamn article, okay? Well, they may not want to read. Well, if they don't want to read it, they don't want to read. What do you want? You know? Some of these dickheads, man. What the fuck is wrong with this, man? More fucking pop-ups and shit, I'm telling you. Of course, Cruz stands by his criticism of New York values. That's what's called doubling down. That's what's called standing by your dumb, stupid, cunt fucking opinion. You know, you're going to convince everybody. Ted Cruz doesn't back off or apologize for anything. Ted Cruz could call mistakenly for the slaughtering of you know, children and would not back off, even though he made a mistake and he knew he made a mistake. He's not going to say he made a mistake. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. I've seen it, but I've never seen it in public life. I've never seen a politician operating so openly as a... there have been a lot of assholes in politics, but you don't understand, folks. This guy is a psychopath. That means that he was born, or shortly after his birth, he lost his ability to feel, to have emotions. It happens sometimes due to a trauma, particularly between child and mother. Abandonment can cause it. Sometimes a head injury. A lot of things can cause the ability to feel to simply leave the human, you know, the human body, the human brain, the human, the mind. And so it's difficult to think of people without emotions, but that's exactly what a psychopath is. Now, most psychopaths limit their wrongdoing to stealing and lying and fucking people up that way. There is a sadistic psychopath, which you're familiar with. That individual turns into a serial killer because he cannot feel anything unless he's killing. Psychopaths get their kicks manipulating people. Controlling people. The ultimate control of somebody is to kill them. And Ted Cruz is a psychopath. That motherfucker can't feel. He only gets his kicks controlling. And I believe that in with some psychopaths, they've said that the emotions sometimes are like distant radio signals. You just faintly feel them. And maybe with a guy like Cruz, he can sort of feel a little bit better. But for a man to do what he's done, which is to just be a human... traffic brick or a human speed bump and offer nothing more than that is pretty telling. Okay, NWA won't perform at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they won't be performing. So, in an interview with the whole group to show up for the ceremony, according to Corman, I believe that everybody's going to be there as it stands now, but the only thing I have to immortalize me is going to say that I won't be rapping. No, we're not performing. I guess we really didn't feel like we were supposed to. Supported enough to do the best show we could put on, said about the organizers. We wanted to do it on a whole other level, and that just couldn't happen. No disrespect, he hastened to add, but we're totally honored, humbled, and appreciative of the Hall for even just considering us, inducting us, and inviting us. NWA is only the fifth hip-hop act ever voted into the Hall. Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five, Run DMC, The Beastie Boys, and Public Enemy. And they joined the 31st class of inductees, all from an earlier era of classic rock. Cheap Trick, Chicago, Deep Purple, Steve Miller. NWA's been 93. Can you imagine NWA up there with fucking Chicago? 93 times, four in Ice Cube, things straight out of Compton was the thing that put us over the top. He said he's eager to hear more about his fellow inductees. His music is not entirely familiar to him. I'm kind of interested to know what their major hits are. I've been in hip-hop, R&B, soul, and funk for so long, so it's always cool to know why people love these groups. I don't know what they sing, like they probably don't know what I do. It's a night of discovery, says Ice Cube. Isaac Newton's Philosopher's Stone recipe. Let me look here, man. There we go. Okay. Isaac Newton's Philosopher's Stone recipe discovered.
Well, this is Rod Tarter. Well, Phil, this is really
the only one after the flood. The only one who discovered a manuscript is Henry Harvard alchemist George Stark's procedure for producing sulfic mercury, a substance seen as a main ingredient of the philosopher's stone, a fabled stone used in alchemy. The document had been in private hands most of the 20th century. The chemical heritage is that it helps us understand Newton's alchemical reading, especially of his favorite author, and gives us evidence of one more of his laboratory procedures. Newton, who established the law of universal gravitation and is considered a father of physics, also studied alchemy extensively. It is estimated that he wrote 1 million words and notes on alchemy during his lifetime. Alchemy is also known as chemistry. It was a predecessor of chemistry that attempted to convert base metals into gold. Alchemists believed adding a molten base material such as lead to a small bit of a philosopher's stone would turn the material into an entirely different element. It would transform from being a waxy red substance to being a noble metal such as gold. Newton's interest in alchemy is not widely known, as alchemy is usually dismissed as pseudoscience. Around the time of Newton's death, professional chemists rebranded chemistry, relegating gold making to an enterprise now derogatorily labeled alchemy and keeping the respectable part in what we now understand as chemistry. The fact that we still view alchemy with a derision is a reflection of how effective that 18th century rebranding was. Well, and why wouldn't we view it as derisively? It's stupid. A model of the Gucci ad is deemed unhealthily thin by a British regulator. Her waif-like, frail body draped in a geometric pattern dress as she leans back in front of a wall painted with a tree branch that appears to mimic the angel of her the angle of her silhouette. Whatever. On Wednesday, the Advertising Standards Authority of Britain ruled that the ad was irresponsible. The model looked unhealthily thin, fanning perennial debate in the fashion.
Interesting.
Hello, Phil.
I think models are beautiful. I think we have to look at models as people that they are mediums for what we design. And I'm a big believer in having the right shape, the right form to cover. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm bullshitting you.
That's what I thought.
Oh, that's what you thought?
Yeah. Now I need sports, Jack. Hey, Jack. What do we got here, man? All right. News. I just got to get some sports stories here. Come on, motherfucker. Come on. Oh, God. All right. Reload. I lost the flash player. All right. We're ready to go, man. What an exciting show this is going to be. Exciting pre-show, I should say. We're going to have Derek Seymour, designer, Dr. Jim Sadler, and Doug Danger. Doug Danger, Dr. Jim Sadler, Derek Seymour. God damn it. Now what? The fuck it? All right, sports. At first glance, Augusta's National.
And this is Joe Dickhead with the sports field. At first glance, Augusta National played right into the capable hands of some of the world's best golfers during Thursday's opening round of the 80th Masters Tournament. There's defending champion Jordan Spieth right atop the leaderboard. He certainly qualifies. Justin Rose is just a couple strokes back. But look a little deeper, though, and you'll find that most of the world's top players left the hallowed grounds with some bruised and battered egos. Ricky Fowler had a cringeworthy four bogeys, two doubles.
Jesus. Fred, it says here, Fred Couples' net worth. As soon as I saw the lines, Fred Couples' net worth, why did I believe, why am I thinking, I bet you Fred Couples is so goddamn rich that it boggles the mind. All right, here we go. Now we're going to start out with Doug Danger. That means newsroom. And then we move to Dr. Jim Sadler. If I had the time, I got such a great idea. I got to get some bubbling sound effects. So he's like in a laboratory. Just boop, boop, boop. What are you doing, Dr. Sadler?
What do you mean, I'm in my laboratory.
This is what a laboratory is.
Oh, okay.
You know, Phil, leave it. You know, I know what I'm talking about, okay?
All right. Dr. Jim said... let's see. We'll put that in there and put the sound effects of a...
I'm in my laboratory right now, Phil.
And then Derek Seymour, who's at a fashion show. He's at the fashion show. Okay, man. All right, man. Yeah.
All right.
DraftKings, man. DraftKings, baby. Hey, man. They've already fucking teed off, bitch. They've already fucking... All right, I'm just going to do this. The first major of the year has started, I should say. Let's do this again. The first major of the year has started. That's the Masters. They got underway today, or yesterday, I should say. Take three.